Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. So today I wanted to talk about a few tips for decluttering your home and your workspace and just overall helping you get a little bit more organized. And why is it so important? Well, I mean, basically think about how many different things are not in our control. There are constantly things that are just pummeling our minds, our brains, our schedules throughout the day. They estimate that nowadays, now that we have the internet, we've got cell phones, we've got so many different forms of communication, people see an average of anywhere from 300 to 5,000 ads per day. Now, I think they're taking into consideration that there are, you know, logos and labels everywhere that we look, so that's part of it, but it still is information that's constantly filtering into your brain. So knowing that there are so many different factors like the ads that are constantly basically beating up our minds day in and day out that we cannot control, we can't do anything about, we could just maybe turn off our notifications, get off of any social networks that we don't really need to be in, go through our emails and try to get rid of any subscriptions that we don't want to see. Those are things we can do, but there's a lot that we can't do anything about. So at the very least, if we can declutter our own home and our own workspace, the things that we have 100% in our control, then it's going to be so much easier to then sort through and sift through the things that we cannot control. So let's start by just making yourself feel accomplished and proud and excited and just have a sigh of relief when you come into your home or your workspace. So first things first, tackle as much as you can at once. So a lot of times when people go to organize an area, they say to themselves, okay, this is overwhelming. Here, I know, I'll break it down into smaller tasks. And actually, that's usually what we tell you to do when it's a big goal. For example, if you're, you know, losing weight or trying to write a book or anything like that, we say break it down into smaller increments. So it makes sense when you go to organize, okay, let me break it down into smaller increments. Unfortunately, this actually doesn't work. It tends to be one of those situations where, and you might know this just from cleaning on a regular basis, you know how when you start cleaning, you'll start on one thing and you'll be sorting through this, and then you notice another thing, like when you go to put something away in another room and you're like, oh, and then you start sorting through that, and next thing you know, you sort through the next thing, and it's sort of just this progression where you gain momentum a little bit more as you start to go through it. When you have an area that is super disorganized and you have maybe a big pile of papers or a lot of clutter, if you were to say, I'm just going to take like a tiny little piece of that stack and sort it, you will lose momentum each time you stop. And then you have to start all back over with that thought process of, okay, what was I doing? And you have to carve out additional time throughout the week, day in and day out, to then go ahead and get that tiny little increment done. On the other hand, if you do just make it a one fell swoop situation in the organizing scenario, it actually helps you get done faster and better because it is one full situation. It's one full room or area that you want to put into some sort of reasonable fashion. It's something that you want to create methods for, and you want to figure out where you want this and where you want that. And as you start to go through and actually see the full breadth of everything that you have, your brain starts to recognize categories. It starts to say, oh, okay, well, here's all the bills and here's all the school stuff and here's all the paperwork for that. And then you can all in that one fell swoop, put it in the correct place and create a process that you can then utilize going forward day in and day out. Now that is where the little tiny increments come in. Once you have the entire area organized in a fashion that's going to be helpful for you, Do it in one fell swoop. Try to block off an entire Sunday or an entire evening and just get it done all at once because you gain momentum. You start to pick up speed as you go, as you start to figure out, oh, you know what? This is helpful if I put this over here. Actually, this makes more sense if I put this over here. Oh, I have a really good idea for how I can organize these papers over here. You pick up momentum, you get faster and faster, you start to get into it, and your brain starts to recognize how to take that grouping of items and lay it out in a very specific and organized fashion. Now, once it's been finished, once you have finished the organization, it is then important that that's when you take 10 minutes a day to go ahead and sort those things into those same categories, those same buckets, folders, drawers, whatever you decided to do as far as that organization goes. But the first time round, do it all at once. Do it all in one fell swoop and then just keep up with it from that point forward. Number two, take a picture. Now, what does this refer to? Basically, do you have items sitting around your house that you hang on to for sentimental reasons? Believe me, we all do. Don't worry, I am not one that is not falling prey to this particular situation. So I have all kinds of things that, oh, that was something I got for my 14th birthday, and that was something such and so gave to me. But think for a second, what exactly do you do with that item, whether it's a lamp, a chest, an outfit, whatever it might be? When you want to feel that memory, feel that nostalgia, you look at it. You touch it, possibly. You look at it some more. Basically, the main thing you do, however, is you look at it. Maybe if it's jewelry or something or an outfit, you might wear it, and then in that case, you're getting some use out of it. But if it's just an object, looking at it is essentially all you do. Now, what if, for example, you take a picture and then you get rid of the item, and now you have that picture, which takes up far less space, if any space at all, if you leave it digital, and you can still pull out the picture from time to time and look at it and see the object and have the memories, and it's the same, essentially, experience without taking up that extra space. Now, am I saying to do this with like your most treasured possessions? Of course not. But if you do just have, again, just, okay, there's that lamp again that, you know, was Aunt such and so's. I feel bad because I really don't like it. It doesn't go with the decor. It takes up a lot of room. But I think of her every time I see it and I feel bad thinking about getting rid of it. I feel like I'll forget that memory of her. So take a picture. Any of those items that fall in that area of I don't use it, but I just like the sentiment of it, take a picture, make sure it takes up far less room than the item itself, and move along. Remember, as you get rid of things, as you declutter, as things start to go out of the house and you start to see more space available, it physically gives you more breathing room and mentally gives you more breathing room. You can feel so much just enjoyment from the fact that there are not as many items around. Really, if you think about the fact that every time your mind glances around a room, you're taking into consideration every object in the room, and there's some sort of mental process going on about, you know, whether it's a plant, oh, I need to water that, or whether it's a lamp, oh, I need to dust that. There's just a constant, again, additional batch of information that's firing through your brain every single time there's an object to glance at or look at. So if you can get rid of some of those objects and clear out the space, not only does it just look and actually physically feel more comfortable, but you're now making it less stressful on your mind because you have less things to think about what you need to do with those things. Make sure you're surrounded with things that, as Marie Kondo says, give you joy, and then you are completely happy and comfortable in your space. Anything that causes you stress, let's figure out some other option for what to do with it. So, number three, do you love it? So again, this is going back to what I just said. Marie Kondo, if you have heard about her tips, basically, again, she just encourages you to hold an item, think about it, just straightforward, just that item, no offense or buts, and decide, is this bringing joy to me? Is this making me happy? Am I enjoying the fact that this is in my life? Or imagining having it gone and having that empty space there instead, would that bring you more joy? I personally know there was this closet at my old house, and it was like the end-all, be-all haul closet. It was deep and big and huge, and I filled it with so much stuff and everything that I didn't know what to do with. It was kind of like the closet in Friends that Monica just has where she has it locked, so she doesn't want Chandler to know that she's got clutter, because there's just this everything she didn't know where to have a specific spot for, what to do with it. She put it in that closet. That was my closet. Well, as we got ready to move, I started to just pull things out and stick them in boxes and stick them in storage. And I noticed the more empty the closet got, I was thinking that the more stressed I would feel. Because now I have less things. I don't have that extra bottle of shampoo that I was keeping for one reason or another. I didn't have that, you know, old box of nail polish that I never ever touched or used. But it was always my backup stuff. It was always like, well, if I need it, it's there. If I need it, it's there. I felt like it was that security blanket. I might need it one day. It's there. It's there. Instead, as those things got out of the house and I started to see the shelves emptying up and being completely bare, I felt the biggest sigh of relief, because I realized every single object in that closet came along with a feeling of pressure, no matter how tiny. Again, the nail polish, I felt wasteful about the idea of getting rid of it. Did I ever go digging in there for it? Really, no. And the store's right down the street. If I absolutely had to paint my nails red today, this minute, I could run down the street and get some nail polish. But I just felt wasteful throwing it away. And I felt like there was a situation in the future where I might need it. But knowing that it was there, it was constantly just ebbing on my brain. It was just, okay, you know, don't forget that that's there. Don't forget you need to use that. Don't forget that's something you have to deal with or do something with or do something about, or check the expiration date on, or, you know, put it in a nice organized way so it's easy to find or easy to maneuver, whatever it might be. It just felt like an open tab on my to-do list. Even though I felt good, I thought, about the idea of being thrifty and saving things and making sure, you know, waste not, want not, I didn't realize how much stress all of the items in that closet actually caused me. And in reality, I also found that when I did actually need something that was in that closet, 9 times out of 10, I couldn't actually find it, no matter how many times I organized that closet. And so in that quick little moment where I needed that item, I ended up just going and buying a new one anyways. It ended up being far easier to just do that. Now, that might sound wasteful again, but imagine the power that you can put towards so many other good things when your mind is clear, your house is clear, and there's less time and energy going into the silly organization of objects. I think to myself, how often when I'm straightening and cleaning, all it really is moving one object from one spot to another spot, one spot to another spot, one spot to another spot. If half of those objects were gone and I only had to do that for an hour instead of 2 hours, I now have an hour of my life back, and I probably can do far more good for this world with an hour of my time than it does right now by just moving additional objects from one spot to another. So make sure that when you have an object, you love it, you enjoy it, it brings you joy, and you are actually not feeling any additional stress from it. If it's easy to replace and you don't need it often and you don't think you're going to remember where it is in the first place when you do actually need something like that, go ahead and get rid of it. So, number 4, this plays into just what we're talking about. Remember the last time you used it. Most of the things in that closet, I would think back to, I hadn't used for 5 years, 10 years, maybe even longer. If you are not using it, it's taking up space, it's causing you stress, it's feeling like clutter, it's probably not very helpful. And number 5, paper clutter. So the above tips that I've just given you, the last couple tips I've given you, they go for paper as well. So truly, think about the last time that you've actually needed to go refer to your bank statement from a year ago. Most often, there are, with paper especially nowadays, you can go find a place to log in online and reprint something. So just think to yourself of all the papers that you have piled up, whether it's old bills or old magazines or old articles, whatever it might be. Think to yourself, if I were not to have that, if someone took it or it was lost or I threw it away, and then someone asked me to find that information, do you know how you could get online and find that information and reprint it? Could you get back into your bank, sort by that date range, find that particular transaction? Could you look up that, you know, whether it's National Geographic or whatever magazine that you like, and go find that article again? Whatever it is, could you simply recreate it, re-download it, reprint it? And if so, you should most likely get rid of that paper because it just continues to feel like a constant to-do list. When you see piles and piles of paper piling up, you know you need to take some time at some point and organize it and put it somewhere and decide what to do with it. And even just setting it in a pile to think to yourself, I'll throw this away later, anything you can throw away at that exact moment, do it. Do it, do it, do it. 99.9% of the time, you can go ahead and call the company and get something again. And for fear of maybe tossing something you might decide you want and have to just take a few minutes to find again, there's no reason to overwhelm yourself with piles and piles and piles and piles of papers that you constantly feel like you're adding to your to-do list and saying to yourself, oh, I'll sort through those magazines later. I'll sort through those sales papers later. I'll sort through and cut those coupons later. If you don't typically do it, chuck it, throw it away, toss it. And if you do get that wild hair where you're like, you know what, I really do want to do that, I guarantee it's something you can find online or you could go get again with, you know, a fair amount of ease. Is it worth the extra stress of having it sit there and maybe not be tackled? Probably not. So give yourself that leeway. Remind yourself that everything is pretty simple to go ahead and find again for the most part. Of course, there's things like birth certificates and all that are going to be a pain. So that's the type of stuff you make sure to hang on to. But when it comes to sales papers, sales ads, newspapers, articles, bills, bank statements, all of that stuff, burn it, rip it up, shred it, tear it up, opt out. Also, the other thing you can do is go onto your different areas that you're comfortable with and you know that you, if you're very online savvy, go opt out of all of those papers that come to your house in the first place. Get them to come to your email, maybe set up a separate email just for important things so that that way it's not too cluttered up with maybe your inbox that also has all your sales ads, and just make it simpler for yourself. I hope these tips have helped you today. I hope you have a wonderful, fabulous, bright, and shiny day, and I thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.